Thank you. from Joshua Redman's album, Words Fall Short. That was a piece called A Message to Unsend. Redman on tenor sax, Paul Cornish on piano, Philip Norris on bass, Nazir Ebo on drums. The album came out earlier this year on the Blue Note label. Welcome to Jazz in the New Millennium, where we showcase the artists who are keeping this great music alive and passing it forward in the 21st century. I'm your host, Rick Mitchell, and today we are featuring the music of pianist and keyboardist Paul Cornish. Paul Cornish was born in Houston 28 years ago. He took an interest in drums and percussion as a toddler and began classical piano lessons at age 5. His jazz studies intensified in middle school and at Houston's long-running summer jazz workshop. At the same time, he was playing gospel music in church, eventually settling into a 3 Sunday services a day schedule. Quote, "I still play in church to this day," he says. "It instills this idea that you're in service to something that's larger than yourself." Cornish graduated from Houston's High School for the Performing and Visual Arts, which has produced a distinguished piano lineage that includes Jason Moran, Robert Glasper, and James Francis. He enrolled at USC's Thornton School of Music and was chosen for a fellowship at UCLA's Herbie Hancock Institute of Jazz, where he developed a relationship with Hancock, who he says instilled in him the necessity of being a good person above all else. Among the younger musicians in Hancock's orbit is saxophonist-keyboardist Terrace Martin, who also has worked with hip-hop demigod Kendrick Lamar. From the 2020 album, Terrace Martin's Gray Area Live at the Jam Jam, let's listen to Lamar's tune, For Free, originally recorded on the rap masterpiece To Pimp a Butterfly. Joshua Crumbly on bass, Ronald Bruner Jr. on drums, Paul Cornish on keyboards, Terrace Martin on saxophone. We'll be right back. 2022 album titled Tomorrow's Journey by alto saxophonist David Binney, we heard Second to None. Ethan Moffat on bass, Benjamin Ring on drums, Paul Cornish on piano, Luca Mendoza on keyboards, John Hadamia on trombone, Aaron Janik on trumpet, David Binney on alto. While most of his Houston compatriots headed east to New York, Paul Cornish has remained in L.A., where he says he appreciates the opportunities to work in film scoring and tour with pop artists. He is part of a generation of jazz artists who are reinventing jazz fusion from a post-hip-hop mentality. From Theo Kroeker's 2022 album, Love Quantum, here's one called Royal Conversation. Kroeker on trumpet and samples, Paul Cornish on Fender Rhodes, Buddha Foster on electric bass, Jonathan Pinson on drums. The vocalist is James Tillman. I'm Rick Mitchell, and you are jamming with jazz in the new millennium.
I'm not trying to hold you. Thank you.
Terrace Martin on saxophone, Alex Isley on wordless vocals, Paul Cornish on piano. That was called La Brea and Stocker, which is an intersection in the Wilshire district of Los Angeles. From the 2023 album, I Left My Heart in Ladera, named for another Southern California neighborhood. Alex Isley is the daughter of Ernie Isley, the guitarist with the Isley Brothers. Before that, we heard Cornish playing keyboards on Chocolate for Dinner, from the album Nova, by Terrace Martin and James Fauntleroy. The album is Martin's tribute to Brazilian bossa nova. The trumpet soloist was Chief Adjoa, formerly known as Christian Scott. In August of 2025, Paul Cornish released You're Exaggerating, his debut album as a leader for Blue Note Records. The album features Cornish playing primarily acoustic piano in a trio format, inspired by Jason Moran and the Bandwagon and the early Robert Glasper Trio albums before the Black Radio series. Let's listen to Cornish's composition, Quianxiety. Jonathan Pinson on drums, Joshua Crumbly on bass, Paul Cornish on piano. The program is Jazz in the New Millennium. I'm Rick Mitchell. Thank you. From Paul Cornish's album, You're Exaggerating. That was called Palindrome. Cornish on piano, Joshua Crumbley on bass, Jonathan Pinson on drums, Jeff Parker on guitar. We also heard Cornish playing with Joshua Redman on the latter's latest album, Words Fall Short. Redman on soprano, Cornish on piano, Philip Norris on bass, Nazir Ebo on drums. The piece was called Over the Jelly Green Sea. Cornish and Redman met a few years ago at the Stanford Jazz Workshop, where Redman says he was struck by Paul's musicality and his ability to fit into any musical situation. Redman subsequently hired him for his touring quartet. Although he's been back in California for over a decade, Cornish's Houston roots run deep, both in the black churches where he grew up playing and the fraternity of HSPVA alumni, of which he is a part. Quote, "Continuing the lineage of Houston pianists while still carving out your own lane is not an easy feat. But Paul is doing just that," says Robert Glasper. "Understanding the history but not being held back by the history is the ongoing struggle of the modern jazz musician. But there is no history without the now." From the brand new album, Old New, by saxophonist Gregory Groover Jr., this is Groover's tune, 551. Groover on tenor, Joel Ross on vibes, Harish Raghavan on bass, Kendrick Scott on drums, Paul Cornish on piano. Thank you. Jazz in the New Millennium is brought to you through the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System. The show is produced at the studios of KBOO-FM in Portland with engineer Matthew Clark. I'm Rick Mitchell. To contact me and for information on my book, Jazz in the New Millennium, please visit my website, www.rickmitchell.us. Thanks for listening, and please remember to say peace.